Barry Glendenning is deputy sports editor at The Guardian, co-host of Football Weekly, and he joins us on The Jeff Blair Show. Good morning, Mr. Glendenning, or I guess good afternoon where you are.
Hello, Jeff. It's good to talk to you. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Why, for our listeners, why the hell are Paris Saint-Germain paying this much money for one player?
I think they want to make a statement, Jeff. They lost the league last season. Obviously, Monaco finished ahead of them. There's a number of reasons. They want to make a statement. They want to bring in this marquee player. He wants to go and play for them. So there's also political things as well. You know, Paris Saint-Germain are basically the club of Qatar. There's stuff going on there at the moment. They want to flex their muscles. And the simple reason is, I think the main reason they want to do it is because they can. You know, this buyout clause in Neymar's contract, you know, which is obviously the protocol for a transfer of a massive player that a club don't want to let go, they set this ridiculous figure. And when Barcelona set it, they clearly thought no one would ever dream of meeting it. And now PSG have basically called their bluff and have met it. The Spanish FA are trying to block the move, but they can't. You know, if the worst came to the worst, Neymar could just turn up in person and pay it himself, in which case they would have no choice but to accept it. So while they're trying to block the deal, they can only delay it. It will go through.
It's funny because in North America, whenever we talk about a contract, it's, you know, team A pays player A. And, you know, if there's any compensation going anywhere to player A's team, it's a draft pick or something like that. But when you break down the amount of money involved in this, in addition to the transfer fee, there's the money he is going to be paid per week. There's the money his agent gets, the money his father gets. There's also a clause with Barcelona that I believe pays him an extra, what is it, 28 million or 29 million pounds as long as he's on the team at a certain point in time. And basically it sounds like he and his father and his agent have kind of said, you know what, let's just wait until we get that bonus payment before we actually decide we want to leave. Like, it just seems to be, I understand athletes go where the money is, we all go where the money is, but man, it just seems as if there's so many layers, that so many people are getting paid here as a result of this.
Yeah, I mean, his father is clearly quite shrewd and has already made 100 million out of Neymar's time in Barcelona, and is going to pick up another 36 million euros for this, you know. It's making my own father feel very, very disappointed that I didn't have the physical coordination to be any good at football. Yes, he's very displeased with his only son.
Well, I think there are fathers, there are fathers around the world, Barry, who today are kind of looking at their sons and just shaking their head and going, my God, where did I go wrong?
Exactly. And if I ever have a son, I won't bother sending him to school. I'll just throw him a ball and go, off you go, go and practice. But, I mean, the figures are just absolutely ridiculous. There has been talk, actually. One of the Spanish papers today, Mundo Deportivo, have reported that Neymar has already agreed to become an ambassador for Qatar's World Cup, and that the fee for this, conveniently, might be around £200 million, which, coincidentally, is the amount of his buyout. Mm. So, you know, he can go and pay it himself. But these are ridiculous figures. And in a world where figures were already completely ridiculous, you know, Romelu Lukaku going to Everton to Man U for £75 million, Morata to Real Madrid to Chelsea for £58 million, and, you know, people are shouting about financial fair play, but there are ways around it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a very imperfect set of rules, and some cynics suggest they're not even rules, they're just guidelines which clubs are happy to break because they know they'll get away with it.
What is financial fair play?
Oh, God, how long have you got, Jeff?
I got about another half an hour. I know you don't, but we do.
It was introduced by UEFA, the European football's governing body, 7 years ago to stop clubs in European competitions spending more than they earn. But 2 years ago, they revised the rules to make it a bit easier because clubs were spending more than they earned and not bothering. You know, they were allowed to operate at a small loss. And you know, some clubs have been punished for flouting the Manchester City. Were fined 60 million and were only allowed to enter a 21-man squad into the Champions League instead of the 25-man squad. So, you know, there are ways that clubs can get around it by paying players through offshore accounts. You know, some people have said, what's to say that some club in Qatar won't buy a player from PSG now for 150 million?
Sure.
That would keep them within, you know, the rules. And these transfers are amortized over time. So, you know, there are ways around it.
What has the reaction been from, you know, the power brokers in the Premier League, in the Bundesliga, for example? And the Bundesliga tends to sort of, I mean, I think they're quite comfortable where they are, and they'll try to figure it out. But I saw Jose Mourinho talking about this the other day, and he quite frankly seemed almost at a loss for words about it. You know, this is what
doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't. People need to realize this is 140. This is an increase of 140% over the previous record payout. You know, that's the next, and there'll be another Neymar at some point in the next 4 years, I'm sure. Like, where does this go? At some point, does it stop?
Well, the worry is that this bubble is going to burst at some point, and clubs will end up in all sorts of bother. But the fact of the matter is, clubs like Manchester City and Paris Saint-Germain have limitless amounts of money. You know, their wealth is just for them, and it sounds ridiculous to say it, this possibly isn't that much big amount of money, you know, to me and to you, obviously. Well, maybe not you, but
certainly,
it's I can't even imagine that much money, you know. It is gone crazy, but it had already gone crazy. You know, you've got pretty average players changing hands for, you know, sums of between 20 and 50 million now, you know. Some might say that the Kyle Walker, the Tottenham Hotspur fullback, who is a good player, but, you know, his fee for 50 million to Manchester City is almost as weird and extraordinary. So, the world is going to hell in a handcart. But, you know, football is a crazy business, and these figures are obscene, but not entirely surprising. I mean, one of the quite a lot of the reaction over here in Europe is that Neymar has taken a big step down by going to PSG, because he wants to win the Ballon d'Or, the World Player of the Year award, and he's never going to win that when he's at Barcelona playing in the shadow of Lionel Messi. So at PSG, he will be the star man. The team will be built around him. You know, he will be able to say which players he wants to recruit to play alongside him. And, you know, he will be missed at Barcelona because he's a popular player. You know, he gets on well with all his teammates. He's popular in the dressing room, and the fans obviously love him.
Yeah, it's interesting because over here, of course, Kyrie Irving has decided that he wants to leave the Cleveland Cavaliers because he's tired of playing with the greatest player of his generation, LeBron James, going to finals and, you know, having a chance of winning them. He wants to strike out on his own. And, you know, I think our initial reaction, Barry, is to kind of roll our eyes at that. But leaving aside the money and everything like that, if we possibly can, you can kind of see where you can kind of see where a young guy would want to strike out on his own, can't you?
I can, yeah, but I am not a fan of the French league, and, you know, their teams consistently underperform in the Champions League, and this is what it's all about. They will win the French league next season. You know, I think Monaco winning it was a one-off anomaly, and Monaco have now sold all their best young players, sold all their best talent, so it's very unlikely they'll win it again. PSG will probably win it by about 30 points because outside of Monaco, there's very little in the way of decent opposition. You know, no one can compete with Paris Saint-Germain's resources. So, basically, he's thrown all his eggs into the Champions League basket. He wants to win that with PSG, and that would give him a good springboard from which to win the Ballon d'Or, which, you know, an individual award in team sport. You'd have to wonder, is that a good attitude for any player to have? But he seems to be obsessed with it. Cristiano Ronaldo is totally obsessed with it, and Leo Messi is quite a fan of it as well.